Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs in this Perek discuss the halachas of kosher, of knotting and untying matir. Elu ksharim shechayav maleim. These are the ksharim that a person is chayav a carbon chatas for doing it b'shegig. That means it's asur midiraisa for these types of knots. Kesher hagmalim, the knot of the camel drivers. They would put a string through a hole in the nose of the camel and tie a little ring, tie it closed and make a little ring out of it. That was tied in a permanent knot, that it should remain there permanently. And then afterwards, they would tie rope to that ring to tie up the animal. The kesher asafanim, and the knot of a sailor, that also was used to tie a little a rope through a hole in the boat to make a ring on the top of the boat, that they could then tie a rope to that ring to dock the boat. And this was a permanent knot that was tied, and it's a malacha deraisa. Ukshem shu chayv al kishurin, kachu chayv al heterin. And just like one is liable, a malacha deraisa, for tying such a knot, he's also chayv for untying it, for the malacha of matir, of untying a knot. Rab Meir says, kol kesher shu yachal la'atire ba'achas miyadav. Any knot that someone can untie with one of his hands, so it's not a very tight knot, ein chayv malav, he's not going to be chayv. So according to Rab Meir, the parameters of what's considered a knot that's the kesher midaraisa is something that you can't untie with one hand. Mishnah Beis, yesh lecha ksharim she'ein chayav maleim kekesher agamal ukekesher asfanim. There are certain knots that one is not chayav on them. They're not asur midaraisa, and they're not like the knot of the camel driver or the knot of the sailors, which are a kesher midaraisa. There are others that are not midaraisa asur, but only asur midarabanan. The Mishnah really doesn't expound on these cases. These are things that, although are not as tight and permanent of a knot, but they are left for some significant amount of time, a week or two. And these things are asur midarabanan, but not midaraisa. The Mishnah then goes and lists several knots that are completely mutter to tie. Kesheres isha mifta chaluka. A woman can tie the opening of her shirt. It had a little strap. It would pull closed, and it would strap and tie closed. This was something that was tied very temporary and loose, and was able to be untied. It was generally untied the day of. V'chutei sevacha, the laces of a bonnet. V'shal psikya, or the laces of a girdle. Uritsuis minol v'sandal, the straps of a shoe or a sandal. V'naydes yayin v'shemen, or tying the opening of a flask of wine or oil. Ukdeir shalbasar, someone who ties a cover over a pot of meat. All these knots were meant to be untied in a very temporary fashion the day of, and they're completely mutter to tie. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, Kaishrin lefnei abehema b'shvil shalai teitze. A person can even tie a rope in front of an animal to keep it from running away. And this also was generally untied the day of, and so it's not of any permanence, and it was mutter to tie. Kaishrin deli b'psikya. The Mishnah over here speaks about a different case, and this is going to be a machlekes. One can tie a dli. Dli is a bucket that was used to draw water from a well. One can tie that bucket to the well, b'psikya, with the lace from a girdle. And here, since this lace is going to be needed for its use on the garment, he's only tying it to the bucket for the well for temporary use to draw water, and then he's going to untie it and use it with the garment of clothing. So since it's put in this temporary fashion, and it's something that you expect to remove shortly afterwards because you're going to need it for the girdle, so therefore it is not a problem of a kesher on Shabbos and Tzmutter. Avalei b'chevel, but you can't use a rope. A rope may be left there permanently, and that'll be a kesher shel kayama. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda permits even using a rope. The Rav explains this is specifically the rope of a weaver, which he's going to need for his work, and it's also only going to be in a temporary fashion, and he's going to remove it afterwards for his work, and so that's a mutter. But the Rabbanan still disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, because they're concerned that if one uses this rope, he may come to use a standard rope that will be left there permanently. Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda says a general rule, Kol Kesher She'eni Shal Kayama Ein Chavin Alav. Any knot that's not permanent, one is not going to be chayav, it's not going to be a malacha deraisa of kosher.